You can zoom in.
A warm welcome, Rabbi Side. Today, Erev Rosh Chodesh Nissan is a very special day. Why is it a very special day? Because we know there's four Rosh Hashanahs. So therefore, if what the first Rosh Hashanah is the first day of Nissan, so today, Erev Rosh Hashanah is the last day of the year. The last day of the year, Chav Tes Adar Beis, which, okay, the last day of the year, but it's much more than that. Because the last day of the year has an halachic difference if, who knows, maybe Zorichah will be a king, a Jewish king today anointed, then tomorrow will already be counted as his second year. The Gemara said Rosh Hashanah that base regarding today that Yom Echad Hashanah Chosh Hashanah, that means one day of the year is considered like a whole year. So today, Erev Rosh Hashanah, last day of Adar Beis, has the power of an entire year. Concentrated. So, many differences. One of the differences is, I've just mentioned, is Rosh Hashanah Limelochim. It's Rosh Hashanah for kings. Which kings? England now, we've got another king. A Yiddish king, a Goyish king. So the difference is, in Tishri, it's Rosh Hashanah for Goyish kings. But Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Gemara says, Lamalchi Yisrael is for Yiddish kings. Okay? So if we're Zalecha, things have been changing quite recently over the last few months in the news, and things have been going on. Who knows? They may come up with a Yiddish king, who knows, the Kaddish will come down Yisrael, maybe Melech HaMashiach. But Al Derech HaVoida, we have to understand, in essence, Kaddish are all considered as kings. Ba'atam Tzilim, HaMelech Yis Koenim, Yigoy Kaddish. What does that mean? That means that we see there's a Lashon Chazal from Himlachto Es Chavercho. Himlachto Es Chavercho means, how do you recognize that your friend, have you given the feeling that he's a king? We have royal blood within us. We are Kodesol B'nei Melochim Heim. We have royalty in our essence. That means if I'm a king, that means that you're a king as well. So that the way we should treat each other should be in a manner of Himlachto Es Chavercho. And this subject is very topical, it's very negea to the upcoming 2 weeks, preparing for Yom Tov, where, as we know, there can be various stress and lachats, getting ready, making sure there's not a mashal chometz around, etc., etc. And if the attitude is that with a royal attitude, getting ready for the malchus, getting ready in a royal manner, then it can transform the preparation of the Pesach to make it more serene and more calm. Not only that, this week's Sedra is Parashas Tazria, and we're going to see this is very connected with this week's Sedra as well. So just like going to this subject, I wanted to speak about 2 points, B'siyata D'Shmaya. One is appreciating how much you can have an effect on someone else by giving them that feeling of Malchus, by giving them that feeling of greeting them, greeting someone. And the second issue is acknowledging someone's efforts and complimenting them about them. What Chazal teaches about these issues. So I'll start off with a beautiful word that is from Ashver, Reb Zeke Pollack's Dai in Antwerp, who's Metayek, 2 different Mishnahs, the Pirik Ovis. First Mishnah is in the first period, Pirik Al Mishnah Tesvot, Shammai Omer, famous Mishnah, Heaven Mekabel, let's call all them a savior upon him, your office. You greet everyone with a smile. That's the first Mishnah. There's another Mishnah, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, in the second Pirik, in the third Pirik of Ovis, Pirik Gimel Mishnah Yud Beis. The Mishnah says there, have a mekabel es kala odom besimcha. You should accept everyone with a joy. What are these two Mishnayos? One talking about b'seva upon the office, greet everyone with a smile. And then sounds like there's another level of Rabbi Shmuel, mekabel everyone besimcha. So he said a beautiful thought. He said, you have to look who's saying this memra. Who's the Baal HaMemra? The first one is from Shammai, and the second one is from Rabbi Shmuel. So let's look into the history. When do they live? Shammai lived at the time of Bayis Sheni, where Mashiach and Rabbi Shmuel, he lived at the time of Golus. You see the Gemara in the Makkos, they were walking together in Akiva by the Beis HaMikdash. So Shammai lived at the time when it was calm and the situation in Klal Yisrael, whereas Rabbi Shmuel lived, it was already Golus, things were going on, the Klal Yisrael had just been exiled. So he says that's the answer. He says you always have to give the person the feeling according to his needs. So Shammai, when things were calmer, it was enough. Give someone a smile, it's enough to make his day. The cabinet's got a long stay from the office. Then Shmuel lived in a time when clients were going through lots of difficulties. It was a man that got us, and therefore it wasn't enough anymore to give people just a stay from the office. It wasn't enough just to smile at them. Then you have to upgrade the level, you have to become them a simcha. You have to show them that you're excited to see them. That would be enough of a feeling to give up, you have to give more to the person that he should realize that even though he's going through difficulties, the smile is not going to be enough, it has to be a simcha. So if you said that, the smile of Godless, what can we say? After 2,000 years in Godless, and everything going on, with all the troubles and difficulties, the situations people are going through, you have to take on as a pashtus, that's not only enough just to smile at people, not only enough just to accept people with simcha, it has to be simcha plus, to give a person the feeling that you're excited to see them, you care about them. So what the Chazal teaches about this topic? So there's a Gemara in Subas, Tavkuf Yudalav on the base, the Gemara says, a member for Rabbi Yochanan, he darshins the Pasuk in Berchis Yaakov. The Pasuk says over there, in Berchis Yaakov, Toiva Malbim Shinaim Chaveiroi. It's good someone who shows his white teeth to his friend, which basically means smile in a manner that someone else can see your teeth. That's the way Chazal bring it out, darshin the Pasuk. Yoisami Mashkeu Cholov. More than giving someone a glass of milk. Quite nutritious. Calcium is quite, it's quite good to give someone a glass of milk. You speak to any doctor, they'll come to give you a whole lecture about how much milk, a glass of milk a day, what it can do to you. But give someone a smile is a more is worth more than that. The more darshans, or leven shinaim mecholom. Don't say leven shinaim, el libun shinaim. That's what Chazal teaches. Now, the Desla says, that if you look at the memory, who said this memory about Mekabel Kol Adam, say upon me offers, the memory is from Shammai. So Michtam Elio, Chelik Hei, Omer 3, he says that Shammai, he brings from his father, Shammai we know as Midas Adin. Hillel was Rachimim, Shammai is Midas Adin. So he said that smiling to someone is not a luxury. It's something that will be Midas Adin, the person deserves it and should respond to them. That people should greet them. That he's denying the fact that Shammai says this memory. And we find the Chazal, the Gemara Brochus, the Avobon base. The Gemara says, Vomrem Chelvin, end of Avobon base. Kol Shidea Mechaveiroi, Shurog Elit Lecholem, Yakdim Lecholem. If you know someone normally greets you, you should go out of your way to greet them first. Shanema, Bakke Sholem Retfei, you should seek Sholem and run after it. And the Gemara says later, on Daf Yud Zayin, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to do this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he used to see someone in the street, even the goy in the street, he used to go out of his way to greet them first. It was Makdim Shalom Chalodim. What's this Indian, even the goy in the street? So there's a very interesting Daz Kain of Allah Toysus, a parashas Shoftim. The Pasuk says there, by Shvi, the Kiroso Eleh Lasholim. Talking about war, you should go out first and offer them to make peace. So the Askenim says as follows, he says that when a person, in Yiddish people do this very often, you greet someone and you say, Agibten, what did the other person answer back? A besseren, a good one, a better one. Someone says to you, Agibten, a good day, he answers back, Agibten you. Why? Because he brings the apostle that when you greet someone, Kisikad menu, Birchis toy. When you ask someone first, sure, another person should answer you more. It says, the Gemara says, Talmid HaChomim, Marbim Shonim Ha'olim, they're Marbim. Someone greets them, they're going to give back more, respond more. So he says that Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says in Gittin, Ein Koyfin Shonim La'akum, you don't say twice Shonim to a Goy. So therefore he was worried, if the Goy is going to say good morning to him first, going to greet him first, he'll have to respond more. So therefore he was careful to be Makdim Shonim, he should be the first one, they shouldn't have to go along and give double Shonim back to the Goy. But upon him, you see this Indian, someone greets you, go out of your way to greet them first. What happens if someone gives you a greet and you don't respond? What does Chazal say? What's the problem with that? The Gemara says, fascinatingly, Nikri Gazlan. It's called a Gazlan. Shanema, Va'atam Yaratam Akem, Gezela Sa'oni Mibatechem. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Gezela Sa'oni? How do we live in this pasuk? Rashi says, for the poor person, you've got nothing to steal from him. He doesn't own a penny, he's got nothing to steal from him. The only thing you can steal from him is the fact that he don't respond when he greets you. That means if he greets you, of the minute something is entitled that you should respond to him and greet him back. You don't do that, Chazal Amashra as Gzela. Unbelievable. You see to what level Chazal Amashra is Indian. There's a thesis of Baba Kameh Maruba that I give him a base, the Ramaskal Ki. We all know, it comes in many times in Alocha, that there's a span of Treich Gedei Dibu, which means the song does something, they've got this 2-second lapse to be able to retract to be chosen. He can be a chosh mishpat as well. Someone's making a business deal and wants to be chosha. Teich di dibu, al pi alocha, that's the time that's still considered part of the same time. So Teisa says there, b'shem rabbein atam, why did Chazal do this? Why do we give? So Teisa says, t'hayin utamah, t'ch sha'od amey an edus. Someone testifying, by oyster gomecha. Gomecha, he's doing a deal. B'chavein an oyster nishonam, and his friend greets him. Oy rabbi, who is rabbi, greets him. Al korkot yesh lit lahoshev lahavsi. Halachically, you have to respond. And Teisa brings this Gemara, because the Omer bebroch is not that Omer place, and now it's a Shalom, lechaveh, ve'ein machzi, you don't respond Shalom, nekri kazlan. So therefore, Chazal mesaken, that you should always have this space of Teich Kedei Dibbo, in order to be able to respond to the other person, ve'lechein diklu chachonim, shlo yeh zeh choshen hefzik. That should not be considered as a hefzik. Because what are you going to do? You're in the middle of doing a deal, someone greets you, and you can't respond, there's no such thing as full gzeila. I am going to lose out, I might want to be able to retract what I've just done. Then Chazal was saying that you got the Teich Kedei Dibbo lapse to be able to be chosha. Because there's a chiyuv that's called gzeila otherwise, if you don't respond to what the other person has done, has greeted you. There's a famous saying from Alton Slavotsky, he says that the face of a person is considered like a Rishus HaRabim. So Rishus HaRabim, other people can see your face, and you walk around with a sour face. He said it's a boy Rishus HaRabim, the same way you're responsible if someone trips up on something because of you, you made the hole, you haven't covered it over. The same way as a person walks around with a sour face, it's called a boy Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Biederman, he's got his expressions. He says if you're walking around on the street with a sour face, if that's considered like a boy Rishus HaRabim, he said imagine if you come home with a sour face, then you're a shoy nakhin. Rabbi's expressions. But you see the chashivas of it. It's actually a gerus of one of the Rishonim, the Yerim. He brings, there's a mitzvah pay on the gerus of Shulchan HaMelech, Nelchis Mechira, pay the Dalet HaLoch Yudbeis. He said the same way there's a lav in the Torah, you're not shepherding someone. Kishem shesh eino b'dvorim, kach yesh eino b'in yira, shemare lechavei l'ponim rois. You show your friend someone a bad face, that's included in the lav of l'sonu isha samisoy. And the Chazanish, if I want to see this in print, I'll have difficulty believing you. The Chazanish in the safe, there's a biography about Chazanish, many volumes. In Ma'isi Ish, Chei Yivov, Omer Samach Tes, the Chazanish said one of his Talmidim, that if a person is showing a sour face to someone else, when there was a Bezdin, and Chazal were able to give the punishments that they wanted to give, they would give Malkus for someone that's going around with a sour face and scaring people. He said, what's going on? You walk down the street, you've got an issue, fine, deal with it. The Chazanish says, if someone would go around with a sour face, Bezdin would give Malkus to someone. In the same way, Yisrael, they bring their story of Shaul Salanta, was Erev Yom Kippur, and he had something important, he asked someone. And the other person had such a pachat that din, he was so scared about upcoming Yom HaDin. He couldn't respond, or he didn't respond. And Shaul Salanta saw the incident, okay, he didn't get an answer, something important he had to clarify. He continued. And he said afterwards, he was thinking to himself, he says, why do I need to be blamed that the other person's got Yiras Shamayim? I'm very happy the other person got Yiras Shamayim because such a pachat adin. Why should I be at the expense? I'm not responding, ask them a question. He should be able to tune in to what I'm asking and be able to respond. It's not always easy. In the Chavis HaVovas, he writes a Loshen, a famous Loshen, Shara Prishas, Perik Dalet, Tzahalosoi Befonon, Ve'evloi Beliboi. The person, even if he's mourning in his heart, he should still be able to have that sparkle in his eyes, that shine on his face, to be able to greet the other person. It's a big avoider, because they've been so working on this for many years. When we learn about it, this can help us, B'siyata D'Shmaya. But this is very Nikea, we know we're going through rather difficult times with everything going on like this Yisrael. We need to be Zoichem in HaShemayim to our Oros Ponim. We need that Kivyochel Rebbein Shalem should be smiling at Klal Yisrael. How can a person do that? So we find in the Ramchal in Derech Hashem, Chilik Aleph Perik Dalet Ois Yud, he says, as everything a person goes through depends on the Oros Ponim that he's Zoichem in HaShemayim. He says, Sivas Kol Matzah Va'odom. The reason for every situation of a person, his darkness, or he's going through a life period. He made your oras upon his ruach elam. Depends on the way the Rebbein Shleilam has the Yor Hashem ponim yilecho. Or his alma menu, Hashem takes away that oras ponim. Kehine Koma Shalom Baruch Hu Meir Panav. As much as the Rishim shines to be off his face, Misrabe Hazoch Vashlemus B'mishe Gia Loi Herosoi. The person will be affected by that Aharas Panav he gets to the Rishim. And it says, Kefi Shia Ola, according to the amount of shine, Kach Shia Shlemus Vazach HaNefshich Himeno, V'heb Gzeh His Alim. It all depends on this Aharas Panav. So therefore, it's simple math. The Gemara tells us on Hebrew that Kufam Nalav, because Chazal tell us, the way a person deals with someone else, that's the way when Hashemayim will deal with him. So therefore, if we give a correspondent to other people, that will be more oilim in Hashemayim that Klal Yisrael should be zeich in return for a correspondent back. This is the expression in the Gea, when Baruch Hashem mentions the growing community and the people moving back, and when people come and they feel they don't know where they're coming, they're going, just arrived, someone goes over to them, greets them, asks them. This Chavetz Chaim writes and say in his Sefer Mitzvos, he writes, this is inclusive of Mitzvah Kol, the Mitzvah Samach Aleph. Chavetz Chaim said, this is included in the Mitzvah by Hafta Mesagei. Hafta Mesagei doesn't mean literally only someone who's converted to Yiddishkeit. He says, someone who comes from Eretz Acheret, someone who comes from another land, or Me'ir Acheret, Logu, Logu is someone to live with us. That is included in the mitzvah of having to get a special mitzvah to mekarev them, to be able to ask about them, to greet them, to be interested in them, and that can transform the whole way how easy it is for them to settle. One of the Gedolei Yisrael pointed out that this is coming up to Pesach. The Holy Tzitzis Mitzrayim came about through a good morning, through one good morning. What happened? When Yosef HaTzadik was in jail, and he wakes up one morning, and you see the Sa'a Mashkim and Sa'a Oifim, they look troubled, they got not the shmacking faces, and he says to them four words, Ma'adua Panechem Roim Hayoim. Why have you got a bad face? What's going on? What's wrong? What did that trigger? They shared the dream. After his Pari had the dream, they knew that he could interpret the dream. Yosef came out, Yud came Mishnah Melech, Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, and everything, and through that, the whole story of Yosef Mitzrayim came about through what? Through one person seeing someone else troubled, and he took the time to go over to them to ask them what's going on. Share your problem. I even remember there was a very beloved person in Manchester, Moltke Binnen Brandeis, we can't forget him. I remember them when they said that he was Nifta. If you're seeing your man David, especially one along Shmuel Esra, out of regular, and you see how something bothering him, he would go over to him and tell me what's going on, how can I help you? That's someone that's tuned in to someone else to be able to see. If you see someone's going through something, the horse falling back and have a gewaltig effect. There's an amazing story by the Beis Yisrael. It's the Gadlus from the Olden Godel. I heard the story, it was a little Rosh Hashanah. He was walking down Chom Malchus Yisrael in Yerushalayim, surrounded by the entourage of Chassidim. And as he was walking down the road, he saw a little boy on the other side of the road. And he goes over to him. He grabs over on his collar of his shirt and he goes to this and goes, pshhh. What happened was, this boy came from a local family and they didn't have a penny at home and he was always bothered that he couldn't have anything new for Yom Tov. And eventually, maybe it was even the Austin, his mother put together a few pence to be able to buy him something for Yom Tov. He managed to get a new shirt and he felt like $1 million. He had a crispy white new shirt on the first time in who knows how long. And he was waiting, everyone should notice. I mean, the little boy is wearing a new shirt, no one's saying anything to him. And the Beis Yisrael was walking down the road, and with everything going on, he took that this boy's got a new shirt on, and needed to be misyachas to him, and he gave him that feeling of recognition. He said, wow, I see that you got something new. Today, this year, there's a great chosheb rov in Yerushalayim, and he said that's what gave him the courage, that's what built him. What happened? Saw the Messiahis to someone else. He gave him the horse upon him and he recognized and he gave him that feeling that someone else appreciates what he's going through and he has something new. These tiny things had such a tremendous effect. There was a story with the Bocher. For 2 years it took him till he came back to Yiddishkeit. And afterwards he shared with someone, he said, you should know, this Rebbe of mine brought me back to Yiddishkeit. He said, what do you mean? He said, he used to call me every Erev Shabbos, wish me good Shabbos. He used to call me every Erev Shabbos. Okay, so the friend says, wow, he's got hot news. He went back to the Rebbe and said, you just know, I know you're a good fellow. Yeah, I don't know if you know what effect you had on this boy. This is what he shared with me. He said, wow. He said, what do you mean? He said, he didn't call him. He said, I called him every Erev Shabbos. So what's the big deal? Now, why didn't he chat with how far he went? He said, because he never picked up the phone to me. He never picked up the phone to me, but I called him every week. The fact that I called him every week, it gave him the feeling someone cares about him, someone thinks about him, that had this effect. So therefore, this is the Chelik Aleph. A person understands the chashivas that Chazal gives to this Indian. Of a Malbim Shanaim Chaveiroi, bestowed upon him Yofus, Mikal Kolod and Simcha. Person appreciates how valuable it is that he can affect someone, you know, even by talking to them. That's level one. However, for this week, there's a Zohar Kodesh Rapashis Tazria that speaks about the next level. The Zohar Kodesh says, that the same way we know we learn from its time, there's a lot of Sfarim written about how damaging words can be. Because that'll tell us that a person will get punished for not saying a good word to someone that he could have said. As I say, Zohar Kodesh Rapashis Tazria, and the Sfasemis right to Pashis Tazria, Shnas Parasam Chalaf, he says that's why Mitzoya brings two birds. He brings two birds. One bird he shechts, one bird he lets free. And there's one is holding back the bad words, the bad speech, not speaking bad. And there's the other one spreading the good word. Say a good word to someone else. Person used to have a kapara on both parts. Person made the cheshbon nefesh. He's careful not to chat with people. He's careful not to speak bad. That's kabbalah. But there's another level of making sure, have you complimented enough people that you could have and give them appreciation that you recognize the good things that they're doing? The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, and there's a mitzvah to love every Yid, mitzvah, kol odom le'ev, and kol echad echad nisov gugufa. Shenei ma'az, we know the pasuk, ma'atar echad kamoshu, shalom every Yid. Levichach, the Rambam has three words, tzorech l'sapim l'shvachoy. You have to say his praise. And a person understands that this is included in the mitzvah of a Havdarech and Kamoicha of praising someone. The question is though, how does that work? How does that work? Why are we so affected? Why are we so affected by compliments? Either we've done something good, or we haven't done something good. If we have, so we know we've done it. If we haven't done something good, then why are we so affected? That's the way we're built. But let's try to understand, why does it have an effect on us? So the Chodeh is, three different points to this. The first point is, sometimes a person doesn't acknowledge that he has certain qualities. Chazal writes this in Parashat Tzaveh. He says, "V'ata tedaber kol chach milev." You should speak to the chach milev, the wise hearts of Klal Yisrael. Hashem milesi rachochma and full them up with chochma. And they should make the big kula. Chazal says no. He says you have to put the comma a bit earlier in the pasuk. He says the Chibos have always written about this already, because sometimes a person doesn't understand that he has certain qualities. That's just the way he is. He doesn't realize that other people don't have that. He does. So he says that through the pasuk as follows. You should speak to them. Come. What should you say to them? Tell them that I fill them up with chokhma. And if they know that they've got the qualities, they've got the abilities to be able to make the tikkunah, then they'll be able to do so. But that's the first stage, just telling people what they have. I heard this from Ashur Rabbi Saul Friedman. He said he remembers that there was a... Reb Shimon Hirsch said this story. He said he met the bocher from the yeshiva, a friend of his that was a bocher in yeshiva. He was the best bocher in yeshiva. He thought what's going to become of him. He's going to become a magnet. Yeshiva is going to be able to share Torah with the whole world. And one day he never saw him. One day he came into a shop. He was serving behind the counter. And it didn't stem with the way how his yeshiva words were. His ears in yeshiva. So he spoke to him and he said, "Oh, I haven't seen you for many years." And he told me, "You're the best bocher in yeshiva." He says, "I was what?" He said, "What do you mean? You're the best bocher in yeshiva." He said, "It's such a shame. No one told me when I was there. No one told me when I was there. He thought he saw and learned. He did what he was meant to be doing. No one ever told him his quality." That's the first level, just acknowledging someone else has got an ability, a power to do something. But there's much more than that. The Tzaddik HaKohen writes in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzaddik, there's Kuflun Dalet. He says, "Kishem shetzorech odom lahamim Hashem isporach." The same way a person has to believe in Hashem, kach tzorech achikach lahamim ba'atzmoy. A person has to believe in himself. Rotzeloima sheyesh laHashem isporach esik imoy v'sheinenu poil botim. Person has to believe kitzorech lahamim kinafshu v'pen achayim isporach shmoy. That his neshama comes from Ribbono Shleilam, and the Ribbono Shleilam is aneg mishtasheh bo kesheoyser ritzoyle. What does this mean a person needs to believe in himself? Why does that change how a person can react? So we know there's a story, Rashi brings this in Tanis, of Chesam Dalav, that there was a boy and a girl that met, and they promised each other they're going to get married. But the problem is, that there was no Eden there, there was no one to testify this agreement between them. So there was, happens to be a weasel and a pit, the chuld and the boy, and they said the chuld and the boy should be our Eden. So Gemara says there, as Reboyu Re'ei Kamu G'doyim Ba'amemon, a member of Ami. See how great it is when people believe in things. If already someone believes in a pit and a weasel, so someone who believes in a weasel should say much more. But the Gemara itself doesn't say the story. Rashi says what happened was that this boy forgot his, what he promised this girl, and afterwards he married someone else, and never Achmodestan had two children, one fell in the pit, was lifter, one was bitten by a weasel, was lifter, and then he realized what happened, so he had to make amends because he told his person to marry them. Chaim Shlevitz writes, in Sichus Musa, in Chovah Avraham Beis, he writes as follows. He says, you see over here that it's in the Bria itself is believing in something. If you believe in a weasel, you believe in a pit, that gives it the power to be able to take effect. The fact that you believe that this weasel and pit can be the aid of our agreement, that empowers these Adoyim and Machai to be able to take afterwards, to be able to make sure that this agreement takes place. So, if that's the case, after all says about the parashas Noach by Noach, says Ma'amin ve'ene Ma'amin, because Noach knew having a Munna will make the thing happen. He brings the apostle, Hadran Megillah says, "Vahi oimen es hadasa." Oimen means you bring up, you make it happen, you make sure that it grows up. So he says, when a person has a Munna in a doyim and a chai has an effect. So when the Reuven says to Shimon how he believes in him, that actually can empower him, and that can give him the courage to be able to do something which he would not be able to do without his compliment, without someone else acknowledging what he's actually doing. And there's even a third level. Chesed Levenstein, the same early Cheskel, Chilik Dalet, on the 39, he explains the famous Chazal. Chazal say that Reuven saved Yosef from the pit, and the Torah writes about it. And it's a very strange Chazal. Chazal saying that if Reuven would have known that the Bereshit was right to write in the Torah, by Yishma Reuven, by Atzaleh Miyodah, by Reuven heard and he saved him, then he would have carried him on his shoulders straight away. Chazal say the same thing when it comes to Boyaz, when it comes to Aaron HaKoyen, Baruch HaMasamach Belimoy. What does this mean? So first the Chazal finishes off and says, V'achshav she'en neviyim v'koyis v'yisom, when someone does something good to someone else, who writes about it? So Chazal say, Elio Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Choisim. Every time we do something, Elio and Mashiach write it down, and the Rebbeinu Shlom signs on this what's being done. So whether it's something big like arranging a Torah shiurim, or if it's all the other good deeds that people are doing, a person realizes that every little thing he does, CCTV is live, and it's being acknowledged and documented, and Elio and Mashiach writing, and the Rebbeinu Shlom sign. Chazal tells us this, and all we should know what effect it's going to have. So Rebbe Chelter Levenstein says, it's something daring to say about the Heligot, Reuven and Aaron and Boaz. He says that the Bereshit naturally gave a person to be able to bring out more koiches, miskalev koiches chadosh and chadokim, through the fact that you know that someone else is going to recognize what you've done. The fact that you acknowledge someone else's deeds, that empowers them and that gives them more koiches than they would have had without that. And they realize what effect that can have, that can change the way and every opportunity that comes our way to say something. Even Grace Eden, like the Leshem, the Grace of the Kubel, the Sefer, the Oedah de la Sameach, from Zayn Moy, he brings there a story on page 19 of the Leshem, sent his Sefer, Kabbalah, on the Leshem. He sent it to Baghdad, to the Ben Ishchai, and the Ben Ishchai was so excited about it, he sent people, and they had to get dressed in Shabbos clothes, and they go to the Leshem and say, Shkoyach, and they said the Sefer is a fascinating Sefer. And the Leshem said that the way the Ben Ishchai was Mesiachis to it, he said, if he would have done it, told me this 20 years earlier when I first printed it, that would have given me the Koyachis to write another volume. The fact that he realized how someone else appreciated what he did. And there's many stories that we've done in Israel. Just yesterday, I opened the book, Living in Emunah, Volume 6, and on page 42, there's a story there about a gentleman called Jason from Los Angeles. He wasn't from, and he felt an urge one time. He was driving home from his shop where he repaired cars. It was Friday night, and he had an urge to go into the shul. He went into the shul, finally comes in there, and he opens the siddur, and he just tries to follow with a little bit what's going on. He didn't look very Jewish, to put it mildly, but he was part of the island. And the next week he told himself, you know what? He liked it, he's gonna come back next week. After some time as he was there, someone started shouting at him and said, that's the way you come to shul. And then he had tattoos and earrings on, he looked like not very part of the crowd, and everyone was dressed in Shabbos clothes. Someone came over and he saved the situation, and he said, I know someone else that's already in the same position as him. He's partying in town. Look at this fellow. Even though he looks like it, he's coming to shul. Why are you shouting at him? What's wrong? He said, the way the other person saved the day and gave him that good feeling, he went during the week to buy himself a Tanakh, and he had a photographic memory. He read through the whole Tanakh and he knew like that. And afterwards, while he was working in a shop one day, a missionary came in, a Galif came in, started speaking to him, tried to get him to convert. And he, with one positive from Tanakh, he managed to quote him, he sorted him out, the guy left empty-handed. And people started hearing about this. A friend of his said that on the campus in the college, there's missionaries, I wanted to come along and have a debate with them. He said, me, I'm not a rabbi, I'm just a beginner. He said, no, we heard about that story that you had last time with the priest, I wanted to come in. And he eventually couldn't say no. He had a debate with them. He knew Tanakh so well. He said he sorted his chevra out. There was 116,000 views on this debate. And he got emails from all over the world acknowledging this debate and how a chizik he gave to the Yiddish guys. That all came from one need, and the spur of the moment when he realized the song was being put down, he stood up for him and he saved him and he gave him the same upon him, the office. He gave him the simcha and he gave him a smile. So with all the other achonas that are going on for Yom Tov, today is the Yortzeit of the Tiferes Shloimeh. He writes on the Pasuk, Matzis Te'ochim Olochim Kodesh Parashas Tzav, which literally means eat the matzis by the oil moed. He says that matzis should be eaten by Olochim Kodesh in the holy place. What does that mean? It means the matzis is going to go into your mouth. So they're going to go into your mouth, make sure the mouth is holy. But now we see there's a new level. It's not just the mouth itself with chewing the matzah. It's about the teeth. Chazal tell us, Toiva Malvim Shanan, the teeth are also part of this. How can you cash your teeth out before Pesach? Get to use a smiling at people. And the mouth itself, twisting the muscles around the twitch on the lips, with a smile. That's a beautiful way to prepare for Yom Tov. Just finish off with a skula for Parnosa. The Gemara says in Bometzia, and then Nun Tesla with Aleph, the Gemara says, Kirul in Shachayu, Rava said to Bnei Mechuza, you should be mechabed your wives, ki hecha detitaru, in order that you should become rich. And then Chazal say the Brocha Mitzvah at home to a person's wife. So I was thinking that, but the Echmelitza maybe, but Chazal tell us that the Pesach Nidna Latvua, on the Yom Tov Pesach, we're judged for Tua, we're judged on Parnosa. Right after the Yom Tov Pesach. Because whether during the whole year, a person sometimes might not always be able to acknowledge how much he's gaining from everything which is going on at home, how everything's being run, how everything's being arranged for him. But there's one Yom Tov of the year where, whether you like it or not, we have to acknowledge the fact. Without the ladies, we wouldn't manage to make sure everything's ready for Yom Tov, make sure everything's clean for Yom Tov. So therefore, this time of the year, where it's much easier for us to rekindness Chazal, or the Kirul Shachayu, to inhabit your wives, therefore, Kalisol, I've got the right preparations for this. We mechabed, we're smiling, we're complimenting, we're acknowledging. Even Chazan Sof, he writes that he couldn't answer in his tshuva, he didn't have all his foreign, because the Noshim Tzidkonius have driven him out of his study and he hasn't accessed all his foreign. They're busy preparing for Pesach. And therefore, what happened because of that? He was like a Shiris. Just recently I heard what effect that had on someone that's a family in America, Choshva, Meshbocha, of Yireim, Shleimim. This all came about through someone that respected what his wife and told him. It must be quite difficult. He was living in Europe at the time. I think it was in Europe, in Inheim. And a relative from America sent him money to be able to invest to help him out. So he gave him the money and it got lost too quickly and nothing came out of it. And they asked them, by letter, they spoke to them what happened to this investment, and it went sour. So they sent him again, so he rented a basement or so on, and he redid it, he made it into a shop. And afterwards, the owner came back and said, wow, made such a palace from his little hole over there, this little loch that he gave in his basement. So he said, I'm really sorry, I didn't realize he could do so much with it, I want it back. So he was like, what do you mean? Chishmish can't just take it back off me. I mean, this is mine now. But his wife said, you don't go fight with the Eden, just leave it the way it is. I can imagine it wasn't very difficult for him just to accept what she said. And this relative knew what happened with the second investment. So it also didn't work out. So he realized, Ash, the Mazel, I'm not going to send him any more money. You know what? Come to America and I'll help you over here. And that was the last ship that left America before the war. And the whole family was saved. But what happened amazingly was, 60 years later, they were both nifter, the man and the wife, on the same day. On the same day. And Grace Yid said that what it seems like was that it was a gezeirah for these two people to be nifter. And because he was mechaber his wife and he listened to her, he was ma'aban b'doisov, that gave him the extra years of life. And that's what saved both of them, that they lived 60 years later to the day. So she was zoich attack at Mekai, the Matzah Sochim, and the Kodesh, and we have to prepare for Yom Tov, and the Gita Shabbat. Oh, hey! Yeah.